Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel, Rasbachi Esther Bas Zev Dov, based in the Torah of Mori Barabi, Agon Agadol, Muflag Amuflag of Manzitzal, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalid, and Parshas Vayikra, Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim, Lashem, Aviv Kalui Be'esh Geres Karmel, Takri ves minchas bikur. If you offer a meal offering of first fruits to Hashem, you shall offer for the meal offering of your first fruits fresh grain, roasted with fire, crushed grain of the fresh ear. What is this pasuk talking about? Rashi, v'im takriv hare im mishamish b'lashon ki shrein zereshus rabin chosem rakosum davashi choiva. This pasuk is talking about the minchas ha'omer. This is a choiva, and therefore, when it says im, it means when. It's not that you have the option, if, when you are makir of this minchas bikurim. For example, he brings an example, v'chein im yeh yovel. It means when there's going to be yovel. Yovel isn't an option. Minchas bikurim. B'minchas omer medaber shiba aviv b'chas b'shal atvua minasor miba ne'amar kanav ne'amar l'alav k'yisora aviv. The pasuk here is talking about the meal offering of the omer that we learn read about in Vayikra 23:10, which is brought when the grain is in the green ears. In other words, aviv, at the time of the ripening of the grain, which is brought of barley. It says aviv here. It says aviv elsewhere in the context of barley, so you know that it's referring to barley. So that's the Minchas HaOmer that's brought every year on the 16th of Nisan. And this vort that Rashi says that Im is not a Rishus, it's an obligation, is from the Torah's Kohanim, Midaita Shreb Shim, Ayin Sham, Umashikas of Rashkein, Gam Rashi, Rosh Hashanah Gimel Amar Alf, Dibur Masli Kadarish Lakish. See also in the Mizrahi, the Gurari, the Sifsei Chachamim, who ask what Rashi writes in Parshas Mishpatim. Im Kesef Talves Ami, Rashi brings there Rabbi Yishmael, Shkol Im, Bimator Rishus Chutz Migimu Zeechod Meim. So one of the three Ims that are Rishud, every Im in the Torah is Rishus except for three. One of them is Im Kesef Talves Ami, you have to learn. It's not an option. So to Rashi at the end of Yisro, Im Mizbeach Avanim Ta'aseli is when. And then Rashi there brings that three of the Ims in the Torah are not Rishus. Im Mizbeach Avanim Ta'aseli, Im Kesef Tavzim, and Im Minchas Bikurim Korbanecha. The only problem is, asks the Achronim that we mentioned before, why do they say only three? Rashi says, V'im Yiyah Yovel, not V'im. When there's Yovel, not if there's Yovel. So it's not only these three places of the Mizbeach Avanim Kesef, lending money in Minchas Bikurim, we have a fourth place of Im Yiyah Yovel. We also have an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Im means if. How can that be? Because he holds that in the future there's going to be no Minchas HaOmer. And he also holds in the future there's going to be no Yovel. So the Im means taka if. Im doesn't mean you have to do it. So how's he going to manage with the word Im Kesef Talve? And Im is Be'ach Avanim. Their Im is when. So as Rabbi Yehuda learns that Im has to mean if. So what is he going to do with those psukim where it doesn't mean if? So he holds that the Minchas Omer is going to stop. He holds the Omer is going to stop. So there it says Im. Im means only if because it's conditional. But what is he going to do with the Mizbeach Adam and the Im Kesef Tavis Ami? Mizbeach Avanim Tasili and Kesef Tavis Ami. Those Ims are not if. Those Ims are when. Zechu Yistaderim Zeh. אז נראה לבאר כך. מה שכתוב אם כלפי מצוות מסוימות, אף על פי שהם חיוב, וכל שאר חיובי המצווס, היינו משום, שאם כי שאר כל המצוות עיקרם הוא כמו שכתב רש"י, על מה שאמרין, מה דאמרין המצוויס לאו לאונס ניתנו, so אם כלפי ויזווי certain מצוויס, are a חיוב, like other חיובים, and that is because, by other mitzvahs, it's because like Rashi says in Mitzvahs Lav Lehonis Nitnu, there's a famous Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, 28a. Divar Masu Lav Lehonis Nitnu, Li Yisrael, Lios Kiyumam Lehem Hanoi, El El Ol Al Tzavarehem Nitnu. What does that mean? That the mitzvahs are not given Lehanoi, they're given as a yoke on the necks of Jews. What does this mean? That vis-a-vis etzem ha-mitzvah ein klal l'inyan shel b'chira v'rotzin la. Ba'asher nitna ha-mitzvah ba'ofen shel ha-echreach ka'avdus u'kida'ashkechen v'kame v'kame lavin she'ne'amru b'lashon lo yisuchal. So vis-a-vis the etzem mitzvah, there's no inyan of b'chira and rotzin, because the mitzvah is given ba'ofen shel ha-echreach, you have to do it. It's avdus. Like we find numerous lavin, says lo suchal. You're unable to. What do you mean you're unable to? You're not allowed to. No. You have no choice. It's better to do it with simcha. But you have no choice. So mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu. They're given as a yoke. You have no choice. Again, better do it with simcha, but you have no choice. And the Sifri in Parshas Rei brought in Rashi Dvarim 12:17. It says in Pasuk, Lo such alecho b'sharecho, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcho, Emer yochol ato, Aval ein charashoy. You're able to, you're just not allowed to. Ki yotze bo b'sei vus yishlem yochol b'no shem lo b'nei hud ala rishim yicholim ala shenem rashayim. Now, the Pasuk is talking about eating a maizu sheni and kachim kalim outside of the Yechoma, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, chatas, asham, b'chor tamim, different things, you're not allowed to eat them outside of their place. So, what the pasuk is telling us is that, what do you mean lo suchal? You're not able to. You're able to. You're just not allowed to. And there's another pasuk that says that the Jebusites who were dwelling in Yerushalayim, the Jewish people, could not displace them. They could have, but they just weren't allowed to. So we have Kama Lavim in the Torah that says, Lo Suchal, you're not able to, which means that you're able to, you're just not allowed to. We had actually a shir on this, maybe a number of shirim, not that long ago. Why? Because Yisod HaChiyuvim Hu Ashvuye Shel Eincha Yochol. In other words, pshat is you have no choice. You have a choice, but you have no choice. Meaning, you're not allowed to. So it's not given as a choice. It's hechreach. Aval lo kein ubahanu gimel mitzvahs v'adoyimim lahem. But it's not like that with these three mitzvahs and those mitzvahs that are similar to them. That it says a lashon of im. What's the mashmos of im? That kibiyachol, he has the bechira to do them or not to do them. So therefore he should do them mitoch b'chira shel efsharuyot shel la'asot v'lo la'asot. Normally, when you have a mitzvah, it's an all, it's a yoke, you have to do it. You have no choice. Better do it with simcha, but you have no choice. These three mitzvahs that it says im, he kiviyachol has b'chira, and he should do them with his choice, with his goodwill, and not because of olal tzavarehem. And otherwise, either he isn't mekayim the mitzvah, as we're going to see, hopefully, or he wasn't mekayim et kitikuna. He's lacking in his kiyum mitzvah. As we see, like tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah, the famous Bach, and Or HaChaim Simen Ches, Simen Chafei, Simen Tafresh Chafei, based on the tool in the Shulchan Aruch, that since it says, an inyan of zechira, by mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, if he didn't remember, even though he did the maisa, he wasn't a kind of mitzvah tikkun. In other words, when you do tzitzis, the mantiska, but tzitzis, we'll call it soitzai. Tefillin, l'man tia Torah Shem b'ficha. Sukkah, l'man yedu Torah Seichem. It's better to remember it. You're lacking in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. V'huadin kenu kan. Kol she'en et ha'kavana ve'aratzon lefchor ba'atziyat mitzvat elu, chasera kol panim b'kiyum HaMitzvah. So your Kiyum HaMitzvah is lacking. If you don't do it with Ratzin, if you don't have the proper Kavan, the proper Ratzin, you're lacking in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the reason would appear to be, based on the Gemara in Yevomis, and Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Shloisha Simonim Yesh Be'umazu, that this nation has three signs, Rachmonim, Baishonim, and Goyim Lechasodim. We are merciful people, we are modest people, and we are kind. We grant loving kindness without those type of people. And therefore the mitzvah has to come, and these three mitzvahs are shaykh to these three inyanim, as we're going to explain, and therefore this mitzvah has to come mitoch tchunat nafsho shel ha'isha yisraeli ha'oseh otam ba'asher rotzeh hu bahem mechamat tchunat nafsho v'chol she'oseh otam rak mechamat she'ol v'chiyuv al tzavrohem v'lo mitoch ratzon atzmi hare chaser b'mitzvah she'yesoda ba mima she'metchayev she'asu otah b'nei Yisrael mechamat tchunatam ha'atzmit. Bano ma she'ne'amar b'hanu mitzvot dafka she'zehu ofen kiyumam. In other words, these three mitzvahs have to be performed dafka because the Jews are a merciful and kind people. Either because we're Rachmanim, or because we're Baishanim, because we're Gomel Chasadim, and it parallels these three mitzvahs. So these you're not being forced to do it, you are being forced, but you're not being forced. Do it because it's your personal nature. Otherwise, if you're not doing it because it's your nature, then you are not properly fulfilling the mitzvahs. Vi azoy arbitis, ech ze oved morai v'rabotai. Az hava nira'e, b'siyata d'shmaya. כתוב ברמב״ם בפרק י' מהלכות מתנות עניים בהלכה א', חייבים אנו להיזהר במצוות צדקה יותר מכל מצוות עשה, שהצדקה סימן לצדיקי זרע אברהם אבינו, שנאמר כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה את בניו ואת ביתו אחריו ושמעו דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט. ואין כיסא ישראל מתכונן ודת האמת עומדת אלא בצדקה, שנאמר בצדקה תקונני. הרי שתלה הרמב״ם את מצוות הצדקה בהיותם מסימני ישראל, ותלי לה הרמב״ם בסימן שאמרה הגמרא כלפי גמילוס חסודים. Now the Rambam here is telling us we have to be, I love this Rambam, we've discussed it in the past, and we've just said it's beautiful Torah about this Rambam. Toras Rabbi Seinu kamuvan, lo Toras Seinu. הרמב״ם אומר כאן so we have to be careful in the midst of tzedakah more than all the other mitzvahs essay, because tzedakah is a simon for the seed of Avram Avinu, as the pasuk says, because I know you, I love you, because you will command your children to do tzedakah, and the throne of the Jewish people is established, and the true religion stands with tzedakah. But tzedakah tekonani, that's the basis for the Jewish religion. So Rambam is told a mitzvah tzedakah because it's misimane Yisrael, because it is one of the signs of the Jews. That is our sign, and taka the Jews give, Baruch Hashem. And the Rambam is told of this siman, what the Gemara says, klapi gmilus chasadim. Pasuk yedei shemat sheretzav esmanu peis rach v'sham v'derach Hashem. Lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. When it says tzedakah, the Rambam says it's talking not about righteousness, talking about doing mitzvah tzedakah. So stuck Mishpat in Taka the Radbaz and the Rambam is mitzayin to this Gemara in Yevamos. Over the Rambam and Halacha Beis, right? Kol Rachem Rachem Elav Shnei Baranatzan Lach Rachem Rechamecha Berbecha Chomi Shachzor Benim Rachem Yeshlochos Lichutz Shnei Chzoros Mitzrayel Begoyim Shem Chzor Him Bloy Rachem Yisrael Vanil Vilem Kaachim Him Shnei Rabbanim Tam Hashem Lakechem Bloy Rachem Ochal Ochiv Mi Rachem Olav Umi Ani Yisrael Nosim Menem Ha Legoyim Shesayin Moed Vim Vroid Vim Eicha Oisim Vroid Vim Achreim Hayanim Zetul Yisrael Lacheim. Rambam says beautifully that if you have mercy, God will have mercy on you. And if you're cruel and you don't have mercy, then you have to be choshesh for this person's yichus. Maybe he's not really Jewish, because the achzarius was not found among the Jews; it's found among the non-Jews. And we're brothers; we're the sons of God. And if a brother is not merachem on his brother, who's going to be merachem? And who are we going to look? We're going to ask the goyim. We're going to hope that the goyim are going to support us. And we've had a lot of trouble with the goyim the last 5,000 years. We don't usually look to them for support. So Baruch Hashem, in America, we live in a Medina of Chesed. But in general, we don't look to the Goyim for our financial support. So who are we going to look to, Rabbi Isai? You know who we're going to look to? We're going to look to our brothers. That's who we're going to look to. So this is the Siman of Rachmanus. So the Rambam is told in the Midah of Rachmanus, V'nosuch ha-racham yirichamecha. And from this Pasuk, that's the Sugin Yevamos. That's the makor that the Jewish people are Rachmanim. And the Rambam says that this is Machai of a Jew to help his brother. And if not, you have to be careful. Maybe he's not Jewish. He's lacking this Simen, the Simen of Rachmanim. And we see in the Simbeitza 32b, Hanim Erev Rav Kosev, Uchoshen Racham Erbios, Durin Shem Zav Shalom Ravinu. There in the Magid Mishnah, Yotes Mesir Belchi Yitzayin. So the Kasha is that we have these two inyanim. We have in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam talks about doing tzedakah, that's our siman. And that's one of the simani Yisrael. And the Rambam says from this pasuk of Ki Yedativ, which according to the Gemara in Yevamos, is our siman of Gemilus Chasadim. This shows that we're chesed oriented people. And then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam brings it to show that we're Rachmanim. We're Rachmanis-oriented people. As the Ekshel L'chorah L'fi Zeh, Shekivan Sheshnei Inyanim Eilu Chadahem Klapei Mitzvat HaTzdakah, Shel L'chorah Perushohu, Shemei HaYisod Shel Rachmanut Mitchayev, La'asot Chesed Im Chavero B'Tzarich Lo'olam Alot Et Chesrono, Ve'achroam Nutu Yisod V'Yilch Lazuat Otsa Sheyisod Zeh, L'chein Kol Shenei Masiyah L'chavero, Gam Eino Rachmani V'Gam Eino Gomel Chesedim. מהמה שנאמרו הדברים כשני סימנים נפרדים ושתי אפוטות נפרדות מקראי. ראי למה שכתב הרמם כעדדיהם לגבי מצדת צדקה דמש מדחדיהם. ולא כן מבואר בגמרה, זאת אומרת, הרמב״ם לכאורה סותר את דברי הגמרה. In the Gemara, we have two yalfuses and two simanim. We have a yalfusa, we have a limud for the midah that we have rachmanim. We have a yalfusa that we're going lechasadim. And the Rambam puts them together. He says that the lechoyra, the Rambam is saying, the yasoid is we have rachmanus. And memela the toitzah, the outcome is that we do chesed. As be'etzem ze echad. As lama Rambam, Agmara mechalaket ze l'shnayim l'fi Rambam. L'fi Rambam ze echad, l'chora Rambam soter t'vrei Agmara. According to the Gemara it's two, and according to the Rambam it's one. Od yesh l'daktik, sh'arei shnei dvarim eilu ne'emru b'simenehem shel Yisrael. As ma'ishna sh'bahalocha beiz l'gabei inyan shel rachmanut, כתב הרמב״ם שאם אינו מרחם, יש לוחוס ליחוסוי. These two things were said in the Siman of the Jewish people. So why does the Rambam say only לגבי the עניין of רחמנס? If you're not מרחם, you have to be choshish for the person's yichus. And that's what we see in the sugi and Yevamos לגבי the Gevinim. They weren't מרחם on Bnei Shaul, so they're not royally dovek בישראל. The Rambam doesn't say that about the Fisaron of Gemilus Chasodim. That if you're not a Goyim L'Chasodim, then you're not, he's not a Yid. The Rambam only says that about Rachmanas. He doesn't say it about Gemilus Chasod. Uv'yoyser Yikshed Rambam and Esurei Bia, 19:17, it's mefurash that we have this chashash yichus lagabe kol gimel asimanim. So he says so with the Ayin Sham, Ubebe Shmuel, Eben Ezer, 2:5. So the Rambam here is only maskirat lagabe the pagam of Rachmanim, and not lagabe the pagam of Momle Chasadim. And in Surah B, we have a chashash yichus by all three. And here there's only a chashash yichus by Rachmanim, not by Gmole Gomle Chasadim. Umitzat Sheini, in the Chisaron of Gmilus Chasadim, the Rambam writes, She'ein Kise Yisrael Miskoine, the throne of the Jewish people is not established. Vidata emet, the dasa emes, and the true religion is only established through tzedaka. And the Rambam was mechaya for this reason, lihizaher b'mitzvah zo yoter mikol mitzvot aseh shebatorah. But the Rambam doesn't say that about the Rachmanim. The Rambam doesn't say that the Jewish people, the Ein Kisei Yisrael Miskoinein v'dasa emes, if the Jewish people are Rachmanim, why does the Rambam only say that about the mitzvah of tzedaka, ma'ishna? Also, we have to be medactic in Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that tzedaka is simane zera Avram Avinu, tzadike zera Avram. Tzedaka is one of the signs of the tzaddikim, the seed of Avram. Why was the Rambam told of this in the tzaddikim dafka? It's a siman l'chol Yisrael. So why does the Rambam say that it's dafke tzaddike zer Avram? As it's tzaddike zer Avram. Kol zer Avram. It's a siman l'chol Yisrael. Lav dafke to the tzaddikim. As man omar o man adaber, morai v'rabotai. As amar moreinu v'rabeinu, me'or einenu, me'sos chayenu, l'shmo l'zuchot havat kol nefesh, moreinu ha'goin Rav David, omar kach. Shaini tuve ben ha'simen shel goyim le'chasodim, le'simen shel rachmonim. Ish hevdel ma'uti gadol ben ha'siman shel goyim le'chasodim, ובין הסימן של רחמונים. שעניין של רחמונים עיקרו במידות הנפש של האיש הישראלי, שנאמר עליו בפסוק, נתן לך רחמים וריחמך, שקבע השם בתכונת טבעו שהיא לרחמים, המחייבים לרחם על חברו כשחסר לו למלות את חסרונו, ולכן מי שאין בו תכונות אלו, יש להסתפק בייחוסו, אבל גמילות חסדים, שכתבה הרמב״ם בכלל יסודי הדת, אינה אלא תכונה נפשית עצמית המחייבת לעשות את החסד, שרסה לחברו המלאך של התכונה של רחמים, רחמנים, שם שמבורר כן גם, מהמקור של הדבר מהפסוק שנאמר אצל אברהם, דתלי להקרא ויצווה את בניו, דבר שעניין של ציווי ולימוד הוא, ולא שהיא תכונה המושרשת בהם בטבעם, וכן מבואר בכתובות חטא עמוד ב', אחינו גומלי חסדים, בני גומלי חסדים, מחזיקים בבריתו של אברהם אבינו, שוודאי הכוונה היא למה שכתוב אצל אברהם כי ידעתיו, כמו שאמר שם מפרש שם, אין שם. וכן הם מחזיקים בבריתו, דהיינו, במה שהתחייבו וקיבלו על עצמם, לא שהיא תכונה מושרשת בהם. The fundamental difference is between the simon of גומלי חסדים and the simon of רחמנים, is that Rachmanim is part of the nature of the Jewish man and woman. It says in the Pasuk, V'nasim lecha rachamim b'richamecha, I'm going to give you mercy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established in the nature of the Jew that we are Rachmanim, and that obligates us to have mercy on our friend, when he is lacking and to fill what he lacks. And therefore, if somebody doesn't have these qualities, you have to wonder what his yichus is. What is his yichus? Is he really Jewish? That's why the Rambam says, if he's not a Rachaman, you have to be choshish for his yichus. But Gemilus Chasadim, the Rambam writes that included in the Yesodei Hados. This is one of the foundations of our religion. That's how the religion is established. That's not because it's a natural quality of the Jew that obligates him to do chesed, like the mahalach of the quality of rachamim, rachmanim. But rather, it's something that we're obligated to do. And we see from the Mokor is Avraham Avinu. The man asher yitzaves banaves beis, what do you have to command them for? He asked them to command them because they ain't going to do it on their own necessarily. That's why he has to command. And it's not a natural quality. That's why he has to command them. Also, it says, Achenu goyim lechasad m'ksubis. Goyim lechasad b'nei goyim lechasad that are machzikim b'vriso shel Avraham Avinu. Because by Avraham Avinu, it says, Ki yedativ, I'm going to command your children. So they're machzik b'vriso. In other words, they're holding on to it. They were mischayef, they're commanded. And they fulfill their command. But not that it's a tchuna mushreshet. Rachmanim, zo tchuna mushreshet. Goyim lechasadim ze lo. ובביור סימן זה המיוחד לישראל שכנדבר בעל כורחנו אינו מחמת צורכו של השני בחסד זה, המתחייב לתת לו אותו במידת הרחמנות, שכנדבר זה עניין נפרד הוא, וגם שאין זה נוגע לברית, להצווה את בניו אחריו. נרשי, because we'd like to explain this simen, it's מיוחד for the Jewish people, it's not because the other person lacks, and therefore you have to give it, that's something else. And it's not part of the covenant in Yitzavas Banavas Beso Acharav. Nira she'ikaro hu b'madi karinan la b'lashon shel gomlei chasadim v'lo ose chasadim. V'ligmol hare perusho להשיב תחת מה שקיבלו. Like we see in numerous places, we've had a shir on this before. Hal Hashem תגמלו זאת. To give back. The chiyuv to do chesed is even if the person never did anything for you. So why is it called gemilus chesed, paying back? You have to do chesed if it's not paying back. So the pshat is that not that you're giving him back, but you're giving back to Hashem. Because everything you have is b'chazdei Hashem. תן לו משלו שאתה ושלך שלו. וכן בדברו אומר, כי מיד חלקו מיד עבדך נסענו לך, משנה נופס 3-7. Give him what's yours, because you and what's yours are his. So too by David. From your hand is everything. From your hand he gave it to you. And the gemul is what we get from Hashem, is to give to his children, because that's what Hashem wants us to give. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra 10a, Bnei Yisrael Kuriyim Branim Lashem, and therefore there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. And that's what it says. It's El Avraham Avinu Ki Yedativ, Vishamru Derech Hashem Lashot Tzedakah U'Mishpat. That the Derech Hashem is Lashot Tzedakah V'Chesed, since that's the Ratzon of Hashem. Torat Gemul Hashem, V'Chayivim Etzeh Bnei Yisrael. We're commanded. Ki yedativ. B'shamru derech Hashem la'asut staka u'mishpat. Derech of Hashem is la'asut staka v'chesed. And since that's the ratzon of Hashem, b'taraz gemul, you have to give it to the Jewish people. Bava Basra 10a, ma'ilusiv ma'av Hashem choynein dal, when you give to the poor person, you're lending to Hashem. Amalik ratzu yashol lo'imra, k'v'yachol eved lo'ive lish malve. K'v'yachol, the lo'ive is an eved to the malve. So kaviyachol, Hashem is like your eved when you help his people. So in it's seen when you give tzedaka to an ani, you're giving to God. Psikta beperak parashaperak aser to aser. Hach pasach Rabbi Tanchuma be Rabbi. Kaved Hashem mehoncha l'amrati l'cha kapteini mishalcha mishali kaved Hashem mimashe chanani cha mehoncha. Then beisi atim sati l'cha v'yesh l'cha v'yadchi. V'yesh l'cha v'yadcha teini mishali. Same idea. What does it mean, aser to aser? Honor God with your wealth. Because it's really God's wealth. And if I give to you, so give me what's yours. And when you give maaser, you're giving back to God. He gave it to you in the first place. So after Avraham Avinu taught his children in the Mahalach of Bris, that the inyan that's all Chazdei Hashem, that's Machayev Gemul. So Memela, we have this Chiyuv. So that's the gather of this Siman. Again, it's not, as we said before, I hope I was clear, I'm not sure I was. It's not Mimidas HaRachmanis. Mimidas HaRachmanis is a separate inyan. We have the Midah of Rachmanis, but we're not talking here about the Midah of Rachmanis. And it's also not necessarily part of the Bris in Yitzhaviz, Banaviz, Beso Acharav. But rather, after Avraham Avinu taught his children and his household the Mahalach of this Bris, so now we're holding on to it. Now we're mischayev to be goyim l'chesed Hashem and give back to Hashem. So that's the quality, that's the nature of this midah of gemilus chesedim. So it's not necessarily part of our nature, but rather we have to do it because we're paying Hashem back. That's what the sinyan of Gemilus Chesed is. So we have the mitzvah of Midah Rachmanis, which is a tchuna mushreshet, which is a deeply instilled midah within the Jew, that he has this mitzvah. Unless he's sick, he's a psychopath, a sociopath. But for most of us, Baruch Hashem, we have this Midah Rachmanis. Zot tchuna mushreshet. She was a very compassionate people. Sometimes makes them a little crazy. They're compassionate in the wrong ways, but Jews are compassionate. And then, in addition, there's the gemilus chasadim, which is goymel. You're repaying. Who are you repaying? You're repaying Hashem. Elsewhere, we said the mahalach was based on Debir Rabbeinu that you're repaying society because you get so much from society. So you're repaying. Whenever you do a chesed, you're paying it forward. You got. You're giving, paying it forward to the next guy. So that's the midah we spoke elsewhere. But here we're saying that you're paying Hashem back because Hashem does so much chesed for you. So when you give the ani, when you help the needy, so you're giving God back because you're helping him, like we see in the Gemara in Bava Basra. But when you lend a poor person, it's like lending Hashem. Kiviyachol eved loy v'lich malve. That's done by choice, but as far as the other inyan of Rachmanis, that's part of our mitzvah. You have to be choshish for the guy's yichus if he doesn't have Rachmanis. So now we understand these two inyanim, and what we're going to do next, please God, is we're going to explain a Rambam and a Surei Bia, and we have a lot more to talk about. Okay, so please stay tuned. And we will see continuing Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. And we'll end up with the beautiful Pshat in the Rambam and the Pesukim. Ve'advarim ya'iru bo'or yikarot. Ve'ani modeh lechem me'od. She'e'ezantem. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yedidai. Morai v'rabot.